Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld returned to Washington last night from a trip to Russia and several countries around Afghanistan. Among the stops was Tajikistan, Afghanistan's northern neighbor. Rumsfeld wants the U.S. to gain access to airfields that are closer to the front lines of the war. Tajikistan has three former Soviet air bases that could serve that purpose. An American military team began inspecting those bases this week. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Secretary Rumsfeld ended his travels saying the battle damage from U.S. bombing is improving every day as more special operations teams get in position in Afghanistan to provide targeting for strike aircraft. But having American soldiers on the ground is solving only part of the problem of a more effective air war. The other constraint on U.S. bombing missions is what observers call the tyranny of distance. U.S. warplanes are many hours away from any targets in Afghanistan. 80% of strike aircraft fly off of carriers at sea. It takes them 6, 7, or more hours to complete a bombing run. However, time to the target could be shortened markedly, according to Perry Smith, a former Air Force Major General.
If we had one or more bases in Tajikistan, they would be able to take off. They wouldn't have to refuel. They'd go hit their targets. They'd come right back. Maybe the mission would last an hour and a half or so. And you could cycle a lot of airplanes, and you could really ratchet up the air campaign.
John Warden agrees. He's the former Air Force colonel credited with being the architect of the air war against Iraq a decade ago. Warden says most of Afghanistan would be reachable within 45 minutes from Tajikistan.
If you just put one wing of land-based fighters into one of those bases, you could almost multiply by a factor of 3 the number of sorties that you're flying over Afghanistan, which would have a significant impact on the shock value of the air power and probably would speed things up a whole lot.
At a war briefing yesterday, a Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. is talking with several countries in the region about access to airfields, but confirmed that the immediate focus is on three bases in Tajikistan. Rear Admiral John Steffelbeam suggested that their suitability is still an open question.
There is an assessment team in country, and until they've reported out, I just don't have any idea what the condition of those airfields are to be able to use.
A senior Pentagon official says, however, that the runways have been used more or less continuously since the Soviets left. One handles commercial aircraft and is located near a heavily populated area. Those are complicating factors that the U.S. would have to consider, along with security issues. Tajikistan, like all the stands, has an Islamic insurgency problem. Some military analysts, like John Warden, say all that is manageable. And if the runways are in good shape, he says the Air Force could have them ready to use within a week or two. Warden, author of Winning in Fast Time, says the U.S. should have pursued this option harder and earlier. Still, he says any time you pick up the pace is better than not doing it at all.
The more you compress your operations and the more of the enemy targets that you bring under attack in a short period of time, the higher your probability of being successful is, and the lower the chances of outside events happening over which you don't have all that much control, like things in Pakistan and so on.
Warden says the faster time to targeting that land-based aircraft provide would also give the U.S. a better chance of hitting Osama bin Laden if he ever comes out in the open. All this is dependent on the U.S. winning final permission from Tajikistan. It's not clear what Tajikistan would receive for the use of its bases. It's one of the poorest countries in the world, though, and probably will expect some form of payment. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.